And in town, for the very first time ever, Dan Whitaker and the Shinebenders are here. We'll take a listen to their first song and then give you a chance to meet all of them. Here now, Dan Whitaker and the Shinebenders.
In the town, Laredo, I couldn't stay another day, I had to go. Had no money, had no boots. Every game I play, I always seem to lose. Marjorie, she told me, dear, there's many things you shouldn't hear. Write you when you settle down. There'll be no do you need to pay. Far, far away. I hit the road in the rain. My engine pumping fast and aching in my brain. Heard a tune on the radio. It wasn't by the guy that joined the rodeo. Past the town with a water tower, and a plant that processed corn flour. Dog would bark in that old oak tree, and I lived another day, far, far away. Traveled far, pulling in a rest stop. Yeah, I slept inside my car. I dreamed I was a bird in the sky. I saw every little movement with my eye. Landing high upon a tree, I felt for once that I was free. I woke up sweating in a parking lot, and I knew I had to stay far, far away. I knew I had to stay far, far away.
Dan Whitaker and the Shinebenders here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Dan, tell me about the song you just played.
That is the title track of our new album. The song's called Far, Far Away. The new album's called Far, Far Away. And it came out this fall, in late August. And we are currently playing some shows around the country. And
yeah, you mentioned you were in Cleveland last night. I'm wondering, Chase, did you wear that shirt in Cleveland last
night?
No,
I wore one of ours.
Chase has a Steelers shirt on today. You'll do fine if you wear that shirt while you're here in the city. But you've been touring, I guess, some Midwest cities.
Sure.
And how long have you guys been playing together?
Like 15 years now.
That's a long time. And has it always been this genre, sort of a... I hate to just limit you to calling it rockabilly. I hate to limit any music,
sure.
Really. I guess that's one way to put it. But
we usually... generally, it's country, I would say. We call it like honky-tonk country. But there's definitely elements of rockabilly and elements of...
Some Western swing,
yeah.
Some little bit of jazz in there.
Sure. So a lot of different stuff is going on under that umbrella.
So let's quickly meet each of you. Tommy, you had some great guitar work in that song. And tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm Tommy Two Smokes Madukie out of Chicago, Illinois. And I've known Dan since college, so what is that, 25 years or something like
something
that?
Something like that.
And, yeah, we've just been playing a bunch of shows, weekend warriors, but getting around the country. What would you call it, the Midwest? I would call it the Midwest.
We also go south Texas. A lot to Texas.
Yeah.
I would imagine you would have. Are you a native of Chicago?
I am, born and bred, yes, I am.
And same for you, Danny?
Not born here, but I've been here since the 70s.
Yeah. Well, that'll count. And you can step over to the mic here. We've got a good old doghouse bass with Tim playing it. Tell me about yourself.
I'm Tim, and I play the doghouse bass here.
Excellent. And I like the logo on your shirt is that a Chicago place?
No, it was actually in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Huh.
Me and my wife stopped in there.
And is it Timbals?
Tidballs.
Okay,
that's the guy's name.
It Sounds and Spirits. And I like the bass there that's on it.
It was a good little bar.
Yeah, I can imagine. And are you from Chicago originally?
I grew up in a small town about 50 miles west of Chicago, but I've been living in Chicago for almost 30 years.
What's the town?
Plano, Illinois.
Excellent. And then we have our drummer, Chase.
Yep. I actually grew up in Western Kentucky, and I moved to Chicago to go to school. I went to Loyola up there, and I just sort of stayed. I've been playing drums since high school, been playing in bands, and that was one of my professed goals, was to get into a band when I got to Chicago. I do have a local connection. My mom grew up in Verona, PA, so I got some family in Verona and Penn Hills, so hopefully we're going to see them out at the show tonight.
Yeah, and you guys are out in Lawrenceville tonight. We put a link up just now. There's a picture on our Facebook page and a link to details about the show tonight as part of a honky-tonk program taking place at the German Club in Lawrenceville. What would you like to play next?
We're going to do another. These are all tunes from our new album. This one's called The Hot Mama Blues.
Good problem to have.
Look at here, buddy. You better not doze with the way the hot mama been stained the toes. She might tell you she's pure and shy. When you turn your back, she's with another guy. Drinking up booze, trying to lose the high mama blues. She told me last night she'd surely call. I asked, baby, and she's out having a ball. Love that woman, but I don't know why. She laughed in the face and spit in the eye. Paying my dues, drinking booze, trying to lose the hot mama blues. Spend a long time in hell, ain't it making me sing like Willie Mattel? One of these mornings, and I'm gonna be long. Gonna reach for me, and I'll be gone. Paying my dues, drinking booze, trying to lose the high mama blues. Treat me this way.
My old 44's gonna have its say. Gonna go up town, look around. I don't need no woman, treat me like a clown.
Me and my dudes,
drinking booze,
trying to lose
high mama blues.
Gotta pay my dues.
I'm drinking booze,
trying to lose
high mama blues.
Dan Whitaker and the Shinebenders here at the Saturday Light Brigade broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square here on our network of radio stations, as well as internet radio stations and streaming apps like TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Aha, and slbradio.org on your audio device of choice. Speaking of audio and devices, you do have an album out. Is that available, your latest in CD form? Or
yeah.
So that's available as actual, true, physical product.
We've got two different physical products, actually, the CD, and we actually have vinyl for this album.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, we did a Kickstarter to get the vinyl going.
I want to just point out, this is Tommy again, I just want to point out that is 180 gram audiophile vinyl.
Oh, Tommy's into it, the details. 180 grams audited. And
it's gatefold packaging, too.
Oh, I like it.
Both things
like
pretty
it.
Deluxe.
Yes.
And then,
we get into that aspect.
And then,
well, you are from the industrial Midwest here, so.
Other than the physical products, we are on Spotify, so if you could follow us on there, and you can listen to the whole album and any of our four albums on Spotify or Apple Music or.
Well, but you know, this calendar year, if it hasn't already, I think vinyl is going to have more units sold than CD, at least by CDs, by some measures. It depends on, it just occurred to me with so many people self-releasing, I'm not sure if you'll ever get a true accurate count of that. But vinyl's making a big comeback, and you can even go in pretty conventional stores and buy vinyl these days, which is amazing to me. You never, it all comes
like
in cycles.
Like IKEA or something. You can go to IKEA and buy vinyl records.
Yeah, you probably could, right? They'd probably play at a slightly different speed, like at the.
it's metric, right?
Yeah. Years ago, a long, long time ago, a radio station that I was with decided they wanted to try to avoid record theft because records were leaving the library. So one of the proposed ideas was to drill a different sized center hole in all of the LPs and make a spindle on the radio station turntables so that if you took the record, it wouldn't be playable.
Clever.
And this person, who was a good friend, really lobbied for this activity. And, you know, it would just be, can you imagine how hard that would be to do? If we're talking gatefold 180 gram vinyl, think about the precision you would need in that drill press to put all those holes in there. And you'd have, you know, every band would sound like the Wow and Flutter.
Probably not the greatest.
Yeah, it was an interesting idea. You know, you didn't have barcodes back then or other things. It's good that these new albums are available. I hope they're doing well. Is your website a good way to order CDs?
Yeah, you can get the vinyl or the CD on the website, which is just danwhitaker.com.
Excellent, danwhitaker.com, and we've linked to it and your Facebook page. What would you like to do next?
Another one from the album. This is a more of a honky-tonk swing type of number. It's called Don't Blame Me, It's My Honky-Tonk Heart.
One, a two, a one, two, three.
I'm going out to the tavern now, dancing night away. Don't blame me. Have
Don't blame me, it's my honky-tonk heart. I don't know why you love me so, I can't hold all the blame. Take the good with the bad, it all works out the same. I'm getting by on getting high, and hope we never part. Don't blame me, it's my honky-tonk heart. Don't blame me, it's my honky-tonk heart.
Oh, and another number there from Dan and the boys. You guys clearly are having a lot of fun. And now you've been playing this as a band for 15 years, right? And there's been a resurgence in interest in this kind of music, I think, over maybe the last five.
Yeah, we've just noticed the same thing.
Guessing. I'm not sure what the reason is. I'm not sure it really matters.
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and take some of the credit.
Oh, you're going to take the credit?
A little bit.
You can have it.
A little bit.
Credit. I credit the Blues Brothers movie with the guys that Elwood and Jake, you know, the good old boys or whoever they were were up there playing behind the chicken wire.
They stole their gig.
Yeah, they stole their gig, right? Yeah. And I think they were called the Good Old Boys.
The Good Old Blues Brothers Boys Band.
Yes, there you go. What I remember most about that scene was putting the glue underneath. This was all Chicago,
this
too. So you guys,
strong stuff.
Strong stuff.
I can do this movie.
The Cook County.
We all love the Blues Brothers.
Yes.
Since childhood.
We've almost done enough to have to pay royalties or licensing, so we have to be careful. That was all just fair
satire.
Use.
I understand Aykroyd is pretty litigious.
You never know. You just never know. But it is amazing because you've got folks in their early 20s now, even late teens, that are really enjoying the style of music. Not that it ever really goes away. But it's got to be kind of fun. Do you see younger people coming to gigs? And
oh, yeah. When we started, we definitely noticed that, you know, it was tougher to play gigs, like, outside of Chicago, even in the suburbs of Chicago or, you know, pretty much anywhere. So for a good while, we actually gave up playing on the road because it was too discouraging. And then, like you're saying, there's been resurgence in this genre. So,
this is Tommy again. It seems like everywhere we go, there's kind of a scene that exists around this kind of thing, you know?
I think you're right. I think Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, though a different, not quite the same, but I think it brought some people out. And probably digital music has opened up a lot of minds to different styles that are out there to listen to. Hopefully you'll continue to do well. I'm sure you will, given the experience you've had there in Lawrenceville tonight as part of the Honky Tonk Jukebox taking place. And you can get more information on that show through the band's website. And I'm looking to see who's that pictured on your guitar? I'm only getting a side angle.
Anonymous.
An anonymous
cowgirl?
Cowgirl with a lariat there.
Yeah.
Very nice. Little decoupage on there. Did you do that your own self? Or?
Did I do her my own self?
Did you put that on there?
I did not do her my own self.
It's a very nice nice addition to the guitar.
He's also got a cactus on the 12th fret.
Yeah, it's pretty fancy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you do.
Fairly deluxe.
Very good. Well, we'll get another couple songs from the guys. What would you like to do next?
Okay, this is we do a lot of instrumental tunes, and this one is one of those. It's called Bugs Bop.
Bugs Bop. Here again, we have Danny Whitaker. Dan Whitaker. I keep wanting to call you Danny. Were you ever Danny?
Not really, but occasionally someone calls me that.
Yeah,
I don't
it happens.
Mind,
Dan Whitaker and the Shinebenders.
One, two, three, one.
Dan Whitaker and the Shine Benders. That's a great song. What was that called again? Bugs?
Bugs Bop. Yeah, that Bug? Was about...
Yes, with a Z.
Yeah.
I have a little, like a kid's pull toy, a Bugs Bunny, where you pull the string.
Yeah.
And it says different stuff, like, what's up, Doc? And, oiks, I hurt myself, and stuff like that. And I've had it for a long time. I don't know why. I've had some kids, and they've played with it, and then abandoned it, and I still have it.
Well, that's nice. So you wrote a song for it.
Yes.
For Bugs, Bugs Bop.
When you're this far into your career, you take inspiration from wherever you can get it.
That would be, I would understand. I'd love to see what you could do with that thing you pull that, you know, says the rooster says, and it goes around in a circle.
There's a whole album around that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, maybe next album.
Lots of albums there. We, I think, have time either for one or two more. We'll leave that up to you, depending on how you guys are feeling. If you're just joining us, Dan Whitaker and the Shinebenders are who you're listening to, and you can find more information about their music. It's danwhitaker.com, I do believe. That was good that you were able to get that early. There's got to be a lot of Dan Whitakers out there.
Yeah, actually.
Dan Whitaker with one T, right?
One T, yeah. I got it, and I think I got an email from a different Dan Whitaker and said, ah, you beat me to it.
Yeah. It's that golf pro, isn't it?
Yeah. What would you like to do one more or a couple more?
We'll leave it. We got one more on the list, and it's, let's just do this one here. It's called Trucks Passing Trucks. This is kind of an experience of us driving around in different states, different traffic conditions, trying to get to the gig and that type of thing.
And before you play it, who's doing the writing for the most part? Is it you, Dan?
Yeah.
And then I gather you're all contributing somewhat to the arrangements? Or?
Yep.
Yeah, you guys sound really tight, really good. And, you know, there's such a catalog of songs you can choose from. It's nice to hear original music being done in this style, too. So.
All right, thanks. Trucks to Passing Trucks. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Will slap myself to stay awake. These clouds are getting dark. Was that thunder that I heard? I wish it was in my car. It's been several hours now since we last stopped for gas. My lead foot's gone soft, there's a pain in my ass. Thumping on the windshield now, rain is coming down. Wipers turned up to the max, we're far from any town. It's gone from dark to dark, and damn these headlights in my mirror. Oh, to be back home on my couch, watching TV, drinking beer. There's trucks, passing trucks. Trucks passing cars. The rain is pouring down so hard and can't tell where we are. Passing on the left, they're passing on the right. Gotta do my best to make it home tonight. This SOB here seems to don't know how to pass. Two trucks riding side by side and he won't step on the gas. There's a line of cars, 20 long waiting restless in the rain. For this blame fool to pass that Mac and get in the right lane. Damn it all, construction zone ahead for the next 10 miles. Trying not to lose my mind, I think of puppy dogs and smiles. This about the worst stretch of driving that I've seen. I don't think I'm better for it. Feel I'm getting mean, yeah. There's trucks passing trucks. Trucks passing cars. The rain is pouring down so hard I can't tell where we are. Passing on the left, they're passing on the right. Gotta do my best to make it home tonight. This twisting red is slowly rising. There's still a long, long way to go. Hands on the wheel, don't look.
valleys far below. Johnny Law now in his souped-up SUV.
Lights are blinking, the sirens blaring, hope they ain't coming for me.
Now the cars in front of me have all stepped on the brakes. I hear the sound echoing down of the diesels and the jakes. Grinding to a halt, this freeway's like a parking lot. Pass around that number now, my nerve almost shot. We ain't going nowhere soon, I'm thinking what the heck.
Ambulances screaming by, looks like there's been a wreck.
And it's trucks passing trucks, trucks passing cars. They're blowing on their horns and they're gritting on their bars. They're passing on the left, they're passing on the right. Gotta do my best to make it home tonight.
Dan Whitaker and the Shinebenders, thank you guys for being here. Look for them in Lawrenceville this evening or at danwhitaker.com.